This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Running with Horses, a podcast devoted to inspire you concerning a relationship with Almighty God that empowers you to accomplish things you never thought possible. Shirley Weaver wants to take you there. And now, here's today's episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. As you know, our podcast, Running with Horses, is especially in tune with the dynamics and the excellence of God's power in the life of every believer and the way that He downloads His power into our lives for His glory, for His purposes. And interestingly enough, I attended an event, the Fire and Glory Tour in Ocala, Florida, this past week. And I want to tell you about that. And I've titled our podcast today, High Marks for the Fire and Glory Tour. And just to say, there was excellence in every way, the ministries, the worship, the setting, and that would include the venue. The excellence, I'm telling you, reflects the vision that we really encourage here at our ministry and through this podcast, through our book, Running with Horses, and our other publications, our app, everything. This was such a beautiful time in every way. The Spirit of God is so very powerful. And isn't He the creator? Isn't He the author of it all anyway? Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, He is. So high marks. I want to give credit to the conference, to the organizers, the ministries, everyone, and really just tell you some of the principles that were presented. I can't even begin to touch on all of it, but just to tell you, the venue, the World Equestrian Center, located in Ocala, Florida, Central Florida, this is a magnificent, beautiful place. There is so much to say about it, not just from the outward beauty, but there's a real spiritual component that I sensed. Maybe we can touch on that another time. But bottom line, this was a special, very special atmosphere that welcomed the attendees. The building that was assigned for the meetings held 5,000 people. At least one meeting that I was in, I believe, was at capacity. I'm not sure about the others, but it was a substantial crowd. People from everywhere, every state, as well as locally, in the local Ocala area. The spirit of excellence, as I said, so very strong. And also the worship. You know, we love Spirit-led worship, Spirit-inspired, that download of the Spirit in the leadership of the worship team. I can't say enough. It was the way that it should be. That's what I'll say about that. It was the way that it should be. Powerful, but so yielded to the Spirit of God. And also the message, or the messages, the individual aspects of the overarching message, which primarily a soul-winning evangelistic message, but also then the equipping for the work of the ministry by the gift of the evangelist came through, and the teacher came through so strongly, so that as you left the conference, you felt enlarged in this capacity. So the message was consistent. It was consistently biblical, strongly Bible-based, very clear, articulated, zero hype, zero, none, nada, not any. The invitation from the Lord on several levels. And let me just give you an example of that, especially concerning the young generation. This comment was made: Satan plans to grind them out, to wipe out their hope and peace, to the point they will want to die, because our suicide rates are escalating. We know that. But God has said, is saying, I will pour out my spirit on them, your sons, your daughters, this generation, this coming generation will prophesy of the goodness of God. So the clear appeal there, the clear invitation to come to the Lord, to turn from what the enemy is doing, this grinding, that word stood out to me. It really stood out to me because it's true. That's what we're seeing, this grinding of our young people in every way imaginable, such perverse ways. But God says, I will pour out my spirit. I am doing that. Also, the emphasis on the Holy Spirit to impact individuals for salvation. I just cannot emphasize it enough. And you know that the clarification is this, and I love the way this was stated. Revival is for the church, not for the world. The world cannot be revived because it has never been vived. Play on words there. Revival only affects this culture when the revival in the church goes into us and we become influencers carrying the Spirit of God. Then the result can become reformation out in the world, in the culture, as we engage there again as influencers and expressions of this Holy Spirit outpouring. And so this too was an important part of the message, that our priorities have to be organized rightly. I love this quote, "For God to come in, we must step out. For Him to fill us, something has got to go. And forgiveness is the key. To get rid of the things that darken our lives and bog us down and restrain us and hold us back, that power typically is rooted somehow, some way, in unforgiveness on some level. The key here, something has to go. Forgiveness has to come. Unforgiveness has to go because," and here's such an important point, "because there was an outpouring of mass healings." You would have to see it to believe it, really. I can tell you, but you would have to see this to believe just the extent, the vastness, and the range of healings to be healed. We cannot be healed when unforgiveness is in us, because we lose the capacity to feel. Think about that. Unforgiveness cripples me to that extent. It binds me up, locks me up, ties me up, pushes me down, holds me back. Unforgiveness is a hindrance, an obstacle, a wall that separates me from divine healing. So true. You know, doesn't your spirit just resonate with the truth there? And another aspect of that message, engage the culture. Be well informed so that you can clearly, confidently articulate sound Bible beliefs. Our beliefs must be aligned with solid Bible truth and teaching. And the point that seemed to just really, I remember it so clearly. It's in my notes, but I do remember it as well so clearly. The altar call, as it were, not an actual altar call, but the call was for activists in the very best sense of the word. Biblical thinking is not magical thinking. Fairy dust is not going to sprinkle and make everything okie dokie. No, our job, we are the ones who carry the salt. salt that has lost its taste is no longer salty. But once we have the salt that preserves the culture, then we become 10 times smarter. This is our potential, 10 times smarter than the enemy of God's plan for our nation, for your nation, for people everywhere, really. And concerning the United States especially, and in particular, Franklin Roosevelt prayed a prayer as our troops were approaching the battle at Normandy toward the end of World War II, probably the most widely heard prayer ever. And you know, people were not the least bit upset that the president was praying for our troops at all. Isn't that remarkable that there wasn't any pushback on that? Rather, everyone was thrilled. We were desperate, correct? Both sides of the battle were desperate for God to intervene and end that thing, bring an end for everyone's sake. So today, fast forward to today from Franklin Roosevelt's prayer concerning the battle at Normandy, but also fast forward to today, we still have in the United States of America a deeply religious culture. However, this is what's missing. Here's what's missing. Believers today lack the courage or the clarity to represent what God wants to do right now. That's a powerful statement. And it resonated with me and convicted me. I'm convicted by the standard of that word. I need the moral courage, the moral clarity, and the spiritual discipline to represent what God wants to do right now, even if it's out of my comfort zone. Well, that goes without saying, it will take you out of your comfort zone. However, the only thing authorized to confront the gates of hell is the church. We are called to save America. We are called to save our nation. You are called to save your nation. And let me just give a shout out here to one of the guest speakers. The link here, the website is AmericanMinute.com. The gentleman is Bill Federer. Bill or William Federer. That's spelled F-E-D-E-R-E-R. And the website, AmericanMinute.com. And so much of the history of Marxism and the suffering worldwide as that philosophy has taken over peoples and countries and is a movement that is so disastrous for any people. And I want you to get this and unpack this about what the history that was taught to us by Mr. Federer. The comment that was made following what he had to say is this: the purity of divine healing that is coming through right now to the body of Christ is basically uncovering gifts we didn't even know that we had and how to use them so that we can have a meaningful, practical role in the salvation and the reformation of our nation. So it's the kind of thing, when someone says that the gift of divine healing, you know, will directly connect me to a meaningful, practical role in my nation. If I'm not healed, if I'm beaten down in any way and need healing, God sends divine healing into my life, and I become, as it were, an agent of meaningful, practical change in my nation. Wow. You know, you see the connection. You see the way that God moves and how there are multiple reasons for the way that he moves. It's the kind of thing where you go, wow, I never thought about that, but yes, I agree. I don't understand everything about what I just heard, but I agree. And that might even be the bottom line in this conference, the Fire and Glory Tour, Ocala, Florida. And there will be more events part of the Fire and Glory Tour. You can do a search, fireandglorytour.org or fireandglory.org. And the announcement would be there for you to know where another event will take place. The end result, I'm giving high marks to the Fire and Glory Tour, is that as you're sitting there, or standing, whichever the case, because we stood to worship, and we stood as much as we sat, really, but you absorb what God is pouring out, and you're not as mindful of the names or the people as you are the goodness of God in revealing himself this way. And it becomes an impartation that just penetrates and goes right onto the inside of you. It goes right into the very center of you and begins to affect and change you so that your heart enlarges to receive more of the Lord, which is the reason the Fire and Glory Tour is so impactful and so highly recommended, which I do highly recommend. The Fire and Glory Tour. God is moving by His Spirit. Don't miss out.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. Don't forget to check out the show notes or visit aclearTrumpet.org, where you can subscribe to Shirley's email list, download the ministry app, and purchase your very own copy of Shirley's 365-day devotional, Running with Horses. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.